Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we did a chapter, the virtue of freeing slaves. And under the chapter we explained that Islam came about to bring justice and to bring fairness and to encourage the freeing of slaves and to encourage being very, very kind to those that are under one's possession. So the complete opposite was prevalent at that time. We understand that how the world was running, the slavery world, especially in the West, etc. What was happening was people were actually used as commodities. In other words, these people now were used for financial benefit. They were abused. Some of them, we explained, were even kept in zoos as places for people to come and visit. So there was no respect at all for slaves. Islam came and encouraged the freeing of slaves to such an extent. Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu freed 30,000 slaves. On one particular day, he freed more than 8,000 slaves. On one day only, more than 8,000 slaves. And in total, Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu freed 30,000 slaves. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu freed more than 1,000 slaves. So this was the honor, the respect that Islam had given. So now we move on to another chapter. This chapter tells us, Babu Fadlil Ihsani ilal Mamluki. The chapter on the virtue of being kind to slaves. Now, where do we ever see this in any other religion, in any deen? Especially at that time when slavery was practiced with so much of oppression, Islam is coming and saying that the virtue of being kind to slaves. قال الله تعالى آيات of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Surah Nisa, وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وما ملكت ايمانكم. This ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala is explaining certain actions that a believer should do, and got a lot to do with action of kindness, action of taking care of people. And as we see, together with that, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala puts in slaves that they also should be in the same category of being taken care of. These other categories, as we'll discuss in the translation now, Allah Ta'ala says, worship Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, ascribe none as partner to Him, and show kindness to parents. So now we're already looking what category Allah Ta'ala is showing. Show kindness to parents, show kindness to relatives, show kindness to orphans, show kindness to the destitute, show kindness to the near neighbors, and show kindness to the distant neighbors. See how many categories Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is covering in one ayat. In other words, ihsan doesn't mean just show kindness. It means go out of your way to be kind to a person. So in this category, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is bringing, show kindness to parents, show kindness to relatives, show kindness to orphans, show kindness to the destitute, show kindness to your near neighbors, in other words, your immediate neighbors, and then show kindness to your distant neighbors, those neighbors that are further away. The next, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ayat of the Quran is explaining here, that show kindness to the companion by your side. Show kindness to travelers. Ulama explain what is meant by companion by your side. So beautifully the ayat of the Quran is saying, وَصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَمْبِ. That person that is at your side, when a person is traveling, for example, simple example, he's traveling in a bus, you'll have a person that will happen to sit next to him. Now that is his companion by his side. He's traveling in an aeroplane, somebody is sitting next to him. He's not a long-term companion. He's a short-term companion. He's just sitting next to him because they happen to be traveling together. Somebody sitting in the masjid and one person comes and sits next to him. Or he goes and sits next to that person. Now that is a companion at his side. Even that person also, Shariat is saying, show kindness to that person also. He just happened to be a temporary companion because you'll happen to be together. That person also, you show kindness. The next thing is, show kindness to travelers, wabni sabil. And then the last category that comes, wama malakat imanukum. Show kindness to those in your position. In other words, those slaves that are there also, show kindness to them also. And this is the beauty of Islam, bringing so much of kindness to the various categories. And don't forget that this also category deserves your kindness. As we go on, we'll see that various hadith, tomorrow we'll do one hadith, that shows us to what extent Sahaba would take this advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and show kindness to even their slaves, that if somebody had to come and look at them, they'll be surprised. They're wearing the same clothing like their slaves, something unheard of. That you're wearing a set of clothes, and the person that is working for you is wearing the same set of clothes, or almost the same set of clothes. How is that happening? To what extent they will take the words and they will show kindness? And this is the beauty of Islam, And the West make it out to seem as though Islam is encouraging slavery and Islam is encouraging oppression. It is the complete opposite that Islam has brought. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of seeing the goodness and the beauty in every aspect of our deen and practicing upon it fully. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.